Test 63, Section 1, Question 18. With this one, we're looking to justify the application of the principle. Now, on these questions, when you're justifying the application of the principle, you have to make it so that the application meets all of the if conditions in the principle, which is stated as an if-then. So the principle here is, even if an art auction house identifies descriptions as opinions, it is guilty of misrepresentation, and here we get the if such a description is a deliberate attempt to mislead bidders. So the only time this will apply is if there is a deliberate attempt to mislead bidders, and then it's guilty of misrepresentation. So now we look at the application, which says, although Healy's, an art house, states that all descriptions are opinions, okay, it was guilty of misrepresentation. Okay, so now we've got that conclusion. So we've got to meet that if condition of deliberate attempt to mislead bidders. When its catalog described a vase as dating from the mid-18th century, when it was actually a modern reproduction. So we know that it was, in fact, a fake, but we haven't proven deliberate attempt to mislead bidders. And so in order for this principle to be justifiably applied, we have to make it so that Healy's was deliberately attempting to mislead bidders. And so we need something that's going to give us that. So A, an authentic work of art from the mid-18th century will usually sell for at least 10 times from an earlier period. From a modern reproduction of a similar work. That doesn't matter because we don't have deliberate attempt on Healy's part. Although pottery that is similar to the vase is popular among art collectors, none of the collectors who are knowledgeable about such pottery are willing to bid. We don't really care who bid on it. We want to know, was it a deliberate attempt to mislead? The stated policy is to describe works in catalog only in terms of their readily perceptible qualities and not to include any information about their age. Still doesn't say that it was a deliberate attempt to mislead, even though they did vary somewhat from their normal policy. Some Healy staff members believe that the catalog should not contain any descriptions that have not been certified. That doesn't really matter. Without consulting anyone with expertise, Healy's described it as dating from the mid-18th century merely in order to increase its auction price. So there's our problem. They didn't ask anybody, and they only described it as that in order to increase auction price. That constitutes a deliberate attempt to mislead, and therefore would justify the application of the principle in this situation. So E is our correct answer there.